RNZ Pacific News, Nisan Bulavinaka, I'm Lydia Lewis. A Fijian governance professor has labelled Frank Bainimarama's court sentence a joke. Fiji's former leader has avoided jail in a corruption case, instead being given an absolute discharge in a packed magistrate's court in Suva. He was last week convicted of perverting the course of justice. University of the South Pacific Governance and Social Studies Professor Vijay Naidu says the sentence reflects poorly on Fiji's justice system.
It's ridiculous, you know, all this time taken up charging them and convicting them and then sentencing them to, you know, what is a joke, really, is actually quite mind-boggling.
69-year-old Bainimarama was sentenced alongside suspended police chief Sitiveni Giliho, who was given a $1,500 Fijian fine, and also left court without a conviction. Meanwhile, the state has filed an appeal against the sentence. The acting director of prosecutions claims the decision is wrong both in fact and in law. The notice of appeal was filed in the High Court Fiji Thursday local time. A California-based kava bar owner says there might well be a market for US-grown kava as demand for the beverage ramps up. The ABC reports American kava growers have produced their first locally grown crop with hopes of serving the lucrative US market on an industrial scale. Tyler Thomas, who uses kava imported from the Pacific, says Pacific-grown kava is not always available. He says cyclones regularly disrupt supply.
We've got over 10 million kava drinkers, 400 kava bars. Probably in the next 4 or 5 years, we'll have a few thousand. We're going to approach a point where if Europe opens up and discover kava, we're not going to be able to keep up with demand. And by we, I mean the Pacific.
Fiji Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka told Fiji Times kava exporters will have to up their game as competition thrives. Four volleyball players in Samoa are spending Easter behind bars after they were charged with assault. Police Commissioner Awa Bao Longuitino Filippo confirmed the latest development into the Saturday assault. The Samoa Observer reports the victims were in a vehicle, reportedly swearing in passing vehicles, which triggered the assault from the volleyball team. The four men who have been charged with causing injury and assault are aged between 17 and 29. They've been detained in custody until their court appearance on April 9th. The World Wildlife Fund says it's disappointing the New Zealand government has abandoned plans in creating the Kermadec Ocean Sanctuary. Ocean and Fisheries Minister Shane Jones argues the current marine reserve around the Kermadec Islands, which extend 12 nautical miles, was ample to preserve the environment and marine life. The Kermadec Islands in the South Pacific Ocean sits northwest of New Zealand and southwest of Tonga. WWF New Zealand CEO Kayla Kingdombebe says it's shameful and disappointing.
This government is taking such a backward, short-sighted, narrow-minded approach to economic development. This proposal could have been world-leading, you know. It is a huge 620,000 square kilometre area. It could have put New Zealand back on the map as a leader in ocean conservation.
There are concerns from New Zealand's largest trade union about the mental health of public servants amid government proposals to cut staff. The Ministry for Pacific Peoples has proposed a 40% slash to its workforce. Public Sector Association National Secretary Dwayne Leo says there is apprehension among many union members.
You've got hard-working public servants here that are working with their communities, working in roles, and for months now they've been anxious about what potential changes are, and a lot of them, their jobs are on the line. So, you know, there's high levels of anxiety, they're frustrated, their morale is low.
Public Sector Association National Secretary Dwayne Leo says there's apprehension among many union members. Meanwhile, the New Zealand Green Party is appalled by the proposed job cuts. Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson says Aotearoa is a Pacific nation and the cuts will have a big impact.
It's not acceptable. The Ministry for Pacific Peoples needs to ensure that their colleagues are not undercutting a ministry that actually needs more support, not less.
Marama Davidson says Māori and Pasifika expertise in the public service is needed now more than ever. Over 400 staff cuts have been proposed across three ministries in the last week. In the Marianas, an inmate in Saipan has been found in possession of methamphetamine in her cell during a search by corrections. The 25-year-old is facing charges of illegal possession and bringing contraband into a prison. She was held by corrections from February 9 for charges of theft and was released a few weeks later before a scheduled return to start her sentence. The woman claims that before she was released, she was approached by two inmates and told to smuggle methamphetamine for them when she returned. She says she was afraid of them, so she agreed to do what they demanded. Cook Islands police want to remind people hoping to bring their pups into the country that six breeds are banned. The stern word has been issued following six dog attacks in the last month. The most recent incident reported was a pack of nine menacing dogs in the Kawera area. Trevor Pitt says on top of the attacks, there have been several applications from people wanting to import dogs. He says American Staffordshire Terriers, Staffordshire Terrier, Pitbull Terrier, Bulldogs, Doberman and Rottweilers are not allowed. He says police have the authority to add other breeds or crossbreeds to the list. And in sport, Pacifica Rugby Hall of Fame Chair Lauli Sir Michael Jones says Pacifica representation at the decision-making table of rugby must happen. He made the comments while speaking at the traditional welcome ceremony for Pacifica Rugby Stars held in Auckland on Wednesday night as part of the Pacifica Rugby Festival.
We have to be at the decision-making table. We have to be there on behalf of our people. Pacifica more Pacifica. I hope you're really getting this. Our ability to make a difference, not only for around rugby, but using it as a vehicle to make a difference for our people. I truly believe that. You know, we've got to believe that rugby is just the mechanism to bring real change for our people.
Fiji's Waisale Serevi says he's honoured and privileged to be representing all Fijian rugby players as an inductee into the first ever Pacifica Rugby Hall of Fame. Serevi says he would not have done it without the coaches and players who have been part of his rugby journey since the late 80s.
For me, I thank God Almighty for being the source of strength, the talent that he gave me to be a rugby player. To be inducted into the Pacifica Hall of Fame, it's huge for me. It's an honour and privilege for me. And I want to thank all the coaches and all the players that we played together all those years and the coaches that coached me. And I believe that I'm representing all our Fijian rugby players.
Serevi was one of the key players to campaign for the inclusion of rugby sevens in the Olympic Games. And Samoan rugby star Mulianga Teli Brian Lima is also being inducted into the Pacifica Hall of Fame.
It's a privilege and honour to be here. Also inducted into the Hall of Pacifica Rugby Hall of Fame. When I look at going forward in the next few years, I'm sure the Pacific Island boys were looking forward to this. I inducted into the Hall of Fame, Rugby Hall of Fame in 2011, and this is the second one. It's a big one.
He says recognising the island's rugby players now will be an incentive to future players to work towards. And that's the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.